If you turn to the book of the same book of Haggai, chapter 1, read verse 2 through verse 4. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts. Now, when you see that in the Bible, I don't know about you, but that means that God's fixing to speak. It's of great importance. If a man came to you and said that God spoke, and when a man tells me that God spoke to him, I want to hear what it is. Now, it may be that I go, I doubt that that was the Lord, but I want to hear what that thing is. He said, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. And then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, and this is the title of the message, is it time for you? Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? How many I meet all the day long as such, concerning the things of God? And the time has not come. And that's the way people, that's our worldly or natural, the time is, my time has not come. And I see it in them. And God is always tomorrow in your life. He's never today, and yet God is always today. You can never say in your life, or I in mine, the time has not come with God. You cannot say such. Today, which God always is, today. And so I ask you, is it time for you? That's what he's asking. He said, the people said, it's our time is not coming. He said, is it your time? That's what Haggai asked. Is it time for you? Do we not dwell in our sealed houses? We do. By the way, that's CEI. It's a house with a ceiling. Keeps us from the elements. And this house, the temple of the lie waste. Is your only calling to live in your sealed house? Now I'm asking all of you. Because I know all of you. If we were sitting as a family this morning, this would be a great discussion amongst us. That is, when is our time that the Lord's house should be built? You see? Are not we the temple of the Holy Ghost? Holy and reborn? But for what purpose? To dwell in your sealed house? I think not. Are you living for natural purpose or spiritual purpose? Did God create us but to live a clean, natural life in our sealed house? You know, that's what most religious people think. Well, now I'm a good boy. Now I live in my sealed house, but now I'm a good boy. Now I'm a child of God, you might say, you see. Well, all men do that. Natural men do that. But what about our separation of being in the vine? Of being grafted in the vine? That's not being a good person living in your sealed house. Is that what you think? That's what Brother David or those like him or those before him or those that we read about have done? Most time they didn't even have a place to lay their head. I'd say that those of us, all of you listening this morning, if you saw, and I don't know what it looks like, if you saw where Brother David and Sister Joan had to lay their head, you wouldn't want any part of it. Why are you where you are doing what you're doing? Do you say, as these people, the time has not come? You better think about that. The time is not. Women have a much easier role here. They're simply to follow the head, you see. Now, if they're out of order, that's not following, that's another sermon. But it's the heads I speak to here. You men, it's the heads. Is it time for you? It wasn't long after I met the Lord that He declared what time it was for me. He told me what my lot was to be. A preacher. I fought it to the extreme. I fought it. And the odyssey of sin that I endured for such, most of you are familiar with. But today, here I am. Exactly where He put me. Doing exactly what He told me to do. And I ask, why are you doing what it is you're doing? Or what it is you're doing? What has He called you to do? I speak of your spiritual gifts. What exactly is your place? I've preached this so many times, I've worn the record out. What is your place in the body? Are you not interested in the Lord's house? Are you but interested in your sealed houses? Do you say, as these, it's not time? Many of you, most of you, all but a couple of you, you've heard me for years and years. For what? That you may dwell in your sealed houses? Is it because you don't know, or you don't want to know? You know, I think that's what, I think most men, they don't want to know. Do you know why? I do. Because it's going to cost you something, if not everything. Can you honestly say the time has not come? I fear that you come in and go out the same door year after year after year, round and around. Remember the old message that we had? Round and round Mount Seir. Round and round. Well, let's just keep going. We're good. Lord's got us. Round and round. If I were hired by such a company and given no position, they just hired me, what type of career would I have? Well, what do you do here? Oh, well, nothing. Or, I don't know. Well, for what were you employed? I don't know. It's not time yet. And that we do that in the Lord. We claim to know the Lord. We claim the Lord lives in us. But we just live good, nice lives in our sealed houses. Friend, what did you do in the Master's vineyard? What did you do in the Master's vineyard? You know that Brother Robert's been struggling somewhat where he's to be and what he's to be doing. And I called him earlier in the week. I've been in prayer about it, and God gave me a word for him. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it's really the same word for all of us. And especially you men, that where's your vineyard? I'm not asking you where your sealed house is. I'm asking you, where is your Father, your Master's vineyard? That's where you're to be. You see. And if your only answer is, I was a good guy. Great, we need good guys in the vineyard. Try that where you work. Well, what do you do? I don't do anything. But I'm a good guy. Do you not hear from God? See, that's the problem. Do you not hear from God? Should we go back and restudy John chapter 10? And I behoove you to do that today. He said, my sheep, I call my sheep by name, and they hear my voice, and they follow. Are you a sheep? You claim to be. And I believe that many avoid such. They stay away from John chapter 10 at all costs. They claim to be his, but they don't hear from him. Perhaps you're too busy dwelling in your sealed houses. I ask, when is it time for you? Tomorrow? As most that I meet out there? Mañana. We live in Mañana land. You know, Ernest Tubbs, my dad loved Ernest Tubbs. And Ernest Tubbs probably couldn't classify him a prophet, but he spoke something that was so true in a song that he wrote. And he said, tomorrow never comes. That's true in everything I read about the Bible. Everything I know about the Lord, tomorrow never comes. Remember, it's always today. I say it's today for you. But tomorrow you're going to look back and say, well, that was yesterday. And as another song goes, yes, but what? Yesterday's gone. I hope you hear me. I preach till there's nothing left to say about gifts, talents, and your cross. Yet not a one of you can tell me that. Jonathan Edwards, he made a one of the most profound statements of great wisdom concerning this. He said of nature, okay? Because we're talking about a new nature. Not you in the old nature, you can live and be a good guy in your sealed house. You can preach the word of God.
The wise man.
He said nothing can be any more agreeable to any nature than itself. Whose or what nature do you possess? In the natural, we know we're a carpenter, fireman, computer, whatever, engineer, artists, musicians. But we don't know in the Lord. Isn't it far more important than living in our sealed houses? And we believe that we're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus, a saint, a child of God, holy and filled with the Holy Ghost, dwelling in the vine, grafted into that olive tree and producing fruit. And what we have to show for it is we dwell in our sealed houses. Should we go once again? Another great chapter concerning this, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, concerning the body and the gifts and the talents. And Paul opens that glorious chapter. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. That's how he opens that. Concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, he said, listen, I would not have you ignorant. Are you? Well, you say, the time has not come. I'm asking, is it time for you? Is it time for you? Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Ecclesiastes. You'll find that right after the book of Psalms, before you get to Isaiah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You got a good Bible, that would be page 820. If you don't have a good Bible, see me and I'll get you one. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Do you believe the word of God? He said, to everything there's a season. Now look, Anna, what a time to every purpose under heaven. What have I always said? Brother, you know it. What's wrong with most Christians? They don't know what time it is. And you say the time's not come? How can this be? Gifts, talents, our cross, and you say the time is not come? Look at verse, I've preached on this verse, it's a very interesting verse, verse 15 there in Ecclesiastes 3. That which hath been is now. You say, well, I didn't do it. Forget it. Doesn't matter. It's now. Paul said, not looking back. And that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. Today. God's going to demand of our time and how we consumed it. I'm asking, is it time for you? Now here's the problem. And I'm going to leave you with this. I'm asking you. How did you get here in the first place? Y'all hear me? How did you get it? Were you drawn? John 6:44. No man can come to me except my Father which is in heaven draw him. And if you've been, how have you entered if not by the door? Turn to John chapter 10, would you? John chapter 10. How is it then as such that you could enter? How'd you get in here? Verse 1. Verily, verily, when he says verily, verily, you better pay attention. I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. How'd you get in here? Is it time for you? You see? You remember Matthew 22? The man at the wedding feast? And the Lord of the feast said, friend, how camest thou hither not having a wedding garment? How'd you get in here without a wedding garment? And the Bible says he was speechless. And you say the time has not come? I'm asking all of you. And you say the time has not come? See, Brother Robert shouldn't be the only one that's wondering direction. All of you, every one of you. Live in your sealed houses. But what about the Lord's house? So we read that like it's Old Testament, like, oh, that's it. No. No. What about the Lord's house? You remember in Corinthians, he said, I think it's 1 Corinthians 3. He's going to try your works, brother. Whether it be wood, hay, stubble, silver, gold. And he said, they go in and they come out of that sheepfold. We do that in the natural, every one of us, every day. But what about what he has for you? Is your time come?